Hello?
Hey, Natalie.
Hi, Matt. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. It's a crazy day for me. How's your day going?
Pretty good, you know, early morning. How about you?
Early morning, exactly. Obviously, we scheduled this time for us and Jacob to discuss. Did you guys ever have a conversation about everything?
Yeah, he's actually with me right now. I thought it'd be better if he was just right by my side rather than, you know, a third-way phone call.
Exactly. Hi, Jacob. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Matt?
Oh, I can't complain. Jeez, it's already Tuesday. This week is going by. So what has Natalie thus far told you about what we do?
That you guys do sort of like business advertisement via like targeted ads on like things like Facebook and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're definitely right on the money. So the first thing that we do is get you to show up on Google, right? Because ultimately that's the main source of where everybody goes to find business. Right. So anybody that's looking for lawn care keywords, that's what we like really emphasize on. So if somebody types in grass cutting, you know, landscaping, tree trimming, right? Anything that relates to like lawn care, we obviously want you guys to show up on the first page. They see you, right? They call you. Okay. And so how we do that is we obviously create your website. We organically get you to like, you know, show up on the search engine by like optimizing you and our techniques that we do. And then the second way that we help the business out is where we're able to, Jacob, like have you guys with a targeted ad like you were talking about. So let's say, Rick in the area types in, you know, grass cutting. And he types that into Google, but he sees you on Google, but doesn't call you. Anytime Rick decides to go log on his Facebook page, he's going to see a sponsored ad from NNJ Lawn Care, right? That we'll create, right? To, attract Rick towards calling you guys on the Facebook platform as well.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously, we're targeting, like, two different, obviously, ponds, as I always like to say. Like, we're fishing in a couple ponds. So, yes, being on top of Facebook, I mean, Google is obviously important. But, you know, Facebook obviously has its benefits, too. So, we're really, like I said, hitting both of them with the package. And then with the package, too, we'll take care of a website for you guys. So, you guys don't have to pay for that website. Okay. Normally that's usually $100 expense, but right now it's during the holidays and we're running a good promo. So the website's included and, we'll take care of within that $299 package, Jacob, $100 of that actually goes towards those Facebook ads.
Right on.
Yeah. So it's a month to month, really. Only thing we ask is a 3-month commitment. Okay, because we literally lose money the 3 months, but after that, it's strictly month to month thereafter. I did talk to Natalie about there's other ways that we could get you other leads too over time. There's like a pay per lead program, right? Obviously, we can do. And then I did mention to her that we would need something to show like your guys' NNJ Lawn Care business name. So whether you guys set up a DBA, which is really quick and cheap, okay, or if you guys could give me like a business card, we could probably work with that. It's a 50-50 shot, though, because Google has been getting a lot more tighter since the pandemic of who they're going to let as a legit business in, right, without having like a real entity like business, like whether you have a DBA or a LLC kind of thing.
Yeah.
But basically, if you guys could help me, like, on that side, just getting a DBA set up, you know, like getting a DBA, it's called a fictitious business name statement. It really costs, like, I don't know, in your area, maybe $50, $75 tops, right, to get that set up. But that would make you guys more legitimate and then motivate Google with us, right, to, like, move quicker in that sense.
Yeah.
So based upon that, can you see like us getting you on Google and then the Facebook strategy, how that would benefit your business?
Yeah.
Gotcha. So what do you guys think? You guys want to give it a try?
Yeah, I think so. That sounds honestly really amazing.
Yeah. And the one thing about too, and Jacob, I haven't even really touched on it, and I'll go over it because I obviously got you on the phone. First thing is this, when you guys download our app, there's a lot of great tools that you're going to notice and that we're going to train you and teach you guys on, okay? One thing is, Jacob, we put a tracking phone number on everything, your website, your ads, right? Everywhere there's a tracking phone number, okay? The reason for the tracking phone number is a couple things. One, it's to show us where the lead came from. Did it come from Facebook? Did it come from you being on Google, right? Where did the lead come from? What areas, what surrounding areas to Woodland are working better for you, right? So all of that, right, is the reason for that. But it also helps you stay organized because all your leads are going to be on the app or if you go on our website, and they're all going to be centralized there, and your calls are recorded. So let's say you guys are on a job or Natalie's working and she's like, crap, what did that person say, right? The cool thing about it is you can go back and listen to the call and like get whatever information you needed, right, in case you like missed something. So that's a beautiful thing there. And then lastly, with our app, once we get your website set up, guys, and your Google Business Profile and you're like starting to rank on the Google and everything, right, what's going to happen is you're going to be able to go into the app and put some of your past clients you've done business for, right, and put their name and phone number in, and it's going to send out this automated text message that's going to help you get 5-star reviews, okay? And every time you guys do a job, you definitely want to use that feature. I have clients that, like, I have a pest control client that literally, like, been with me maybe 10 months now, guys, and he already has 99 5-star reviews by using that feature. Okay.
Wow.
So why do you think it's so important, Jacob, to get 5-star reviews on Google?
It shows that you're a good business and show reliability and such, and that it motivates other people to use your business.
Sure. Exactly. You got it 100%. So as I was explaining to Natalie too, Jacob, that the main thing to keep you guys successful, there's only a couple things that you guys need to do. One is definitely get those 5-star reviews and use our tools. Cause like I can't put your client's like name and phone number like and do the text, but every time you do a job, obviously you want to make sure you use that feature. The second thing is anytime your phone rings, you obviously you want to pick up the phone. Okay. Cause these like leads are going to come in the form of them seeing you either on Facebook or Google, right? And it's going to come in the form of a phone call. So obviously you guys need to stay on top of that. Make sure you're answering the phones, or if you do miss the call, that you're calling that person back in a reasonable period of time so you don't miss out on the opportunity. Okay. And then the last thing is that you guys stay responsive with us because there will be some calls throughout the process. Like when we first set you guys up, there's going to be a couple calls that we're going to schedule for you guys to make sure that we're getting all the necessary things done, right, and making sure that you guys get, situated in that we got your account moving in the right direction, okay? Now, do you guys think you guys could get working on getting that fictitious business name statement, like, done for us, like, in a reasonable period of time? Like, do you guys think you guys could start doing that, like, in the matter of, like, a couple weeks? Is that fine?
Yeah.
Most definitely. We could definitely start working on it as soon as possible.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds good. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to have your guys' names showing up as N, the and symbol, J, lawn care. That's what we're going to go with, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Perfect. I like that name, by the way. It's perfect. It tells exactly what you guys do. Now, are you guys going to, on the business address, are you guys going to use, like, a home address? Or, like, what do you guys plan on using for your address?
That's something we definitely have to keep thinking about. I'm not quite sure.
Okay. It doesn't matter what address you use, as long as, like, the address that I supply to Google is the same one you put on your fictitious business name statement. And what we're going to do is we'll hide that address from the general public so people don't see the home address.
Okay.
So it's just going to show that you guys are operating in Woodland, okay? But if you guys were to say, what address do you guys think you would use?
Most likely the 647 address.
This, what was it?
Yeah, the one, the current address that we have now.
Okay, okay, yeah, because I did see that. Hold on, let me go back. I remember seeing that on your, I think it was your home advisor, right? I think it was. Hold on, let's take a look. Yeah, that's the 647 Lola Drive. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. So we're going to run with that address then. Okay. And then is Natalie going to be the main point of contact on this, or Jacob, are you also going to be handling the account, or is she pretty much going to be handling it?
I think right now there's, like, some certain things that we still have to discuss. As of right now, I would be until we see him. Definitely, we are looking towards leaning, like, more 50-50. But currently, at the point we are, most likely will be me. Hopefully in the future, like, moving forward, it will be the Bugsman.
Okay. Okay. So we can always add him on, you know, on the account, like, at another time, too. You know what I mean? So it doesn't, like, clog it up. You know what I mean? But, or would you guys want me to just add both of you guys right now to it?
Yeah, just add the both of us.
Okay, that's what I'll do. That way it keeps it simple, you know? And then, Jacob, what's your last name?
Aston, A-S-T-O-N.
Okay. And then what's your email, Jacob?
Jacob.Aston.
2006 at gmail.com. And then what's your best contact phone number for you as well?
That'd be 530.
Okay.
356.
Okay.
8641.
8641. Perfect. No worries. Okay. And then when we build out your guys' website, right, do you guys have any, like, pictures of any work that you guys have done, maybe, like, before and after photos? Have you guys taken any photos yet of anything you guys have done?
We have a couple.
Okay. Yeah, if you could, and when the time comes, definitely we'll have you guys email that over to us, those photos, because we'd like to use some of those photos that you guys have already taken. We also have stock photos, like, no problem, because we build so many websites, right? So... but the more, as you guys start getting more and more work though, definitely keep, taking photos, right? Of your work, because that's going to ultimately help you guys, you know, keep giving us more content over time. Cause then we can post that and put that on your Google and all that, right? So that would be definitely one thing I would always recommend to my clients, is just keep taking before and after photos on jobs to help, like, get that organic content as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just gotta say it, because, you know, ultimately it's, you know, what helps you stay successful, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so we gotta set up, for you, Natalie, a security question for the account. You could either use mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like to go ahead and use?
Let's just go with city we were born in.
Okay, what was that?
Woodland, California.
Woodland, okay. That's easy. Perfect. Okay, so I'm just going ahead and getting your account set up right now, and I'm just going to just ask you guys some questions, obviously. And then we will be scheduling another call, a 45-minute call with us. And we'll figure out a convenient time and day, okay? And then my team's going to start going over some stuff with you guys, right? They're, like, you know, getting things handled. And then that'll give you time, too, Natalie, to start working on that fictitious business name statement for the DBA, for the NNJ lawn care as well.
Okay.
Okay? So basically, like I said, it's going to be $2.99 a month, right? And then... you guys, I'm working on getting your invoice put together here. So what card would you guys like to use? You could either use MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express.
Most likely Visa.
Okay. Like I said, I'm just putting everything together and getting your account set up. That should start with a 4. Why don't you go ahead and read that off to me?
I'm so sorry. We're currently driving, or I'm currently driving.
Okay.
So I can't get the card right now.
Yeah, I got you. When would be a better time for me to call you back, and we can finish that up then?
Maybe, what time, are you still available today at, how about 2? Does 2 work for you?
2 o'clock? Yeah. I can do 2. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, let me just take a look and see how my my schedule is here. Let's see, this guy's at 1 o'clock. Yeah, I can do 2 o'clock. Yep, that's fine. I'll call you back at 2, okay?
All right.
Cool. Hey, guys, do you guys have any Jacob, do you have any other questions, though, before I let you guys go? Because obviously I'll be calling back, and you probably won't be on that call. So do you have any other things, like anything else you need me to clarify for you?
Nothing's coming to mind at the moment.
Okay.
Any questions, I can let Nat know.
Okay. Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. Talk Lamont, you know what? Let me ask you this. When's a convenient time? So let me put you guys on the calendar because we do got to schedule a 45-minute call with our team and you guys. If you don't want to make that call, that's fine, Jacob. Natalie can just do it. But if you want to be on that call, because we're going to go over some things, start going over the account, start getting things moving for you guys. So we need a 45-minute time block scheduled in the future. Or any of these days, like, coming up, like, I could either do tomorrow or even Friday, I could do as well. You got, like, what would you guys say your schedule's looking like on that?
Okay. Let me look at my schedule real quick. You said Thursday?
Thursday's New Year's Day, so we're closed, but like Friday I could do tomorrow, which is Wednesday, or I could do Friday as well.
Yeah, we can both do tomorrow.
Okay, that works. Let's see. What times do I have? That's my next thing I'm looking. So I got tomorrow at 1:30, or I could do a 2:30 even tomorrow. Any of those times work for you guys?
2:30, I feel
we're ready for most of it. Okay. Let's do 2:30. I'm going to put you guys down for that, okay, for 2:30 tomorrow so I can secure that time because we're, like, filling up like crazy. And then I will call you back later today, Natalie, at 2 o'clock, okay, and then we'll finish getting up the account set up, and I'll email you over your invoice and get everything finalized today, okay?
Alrighty, and then I have one question.
Yeah.
For the payment, are you making it today or?
Yeah, whenever, like, yeah, today, like it would be today if that works for you.
Yeah, that would work.
Okay. Yeah, so and then it would automatically bill on the 30th of every day, basically. So it'll be today and then January 30th, February 30th, so that will, and if you ever need to change the billing date, we can always do so in the future as well. So.
Okay. And then right now, it is the start of like a 3-month contract, right?
Yeah, so we do ask a 3-month commitment. if you decided to cancel between the 3 months, there is an early termination fee. So that's why I always tell people, look, just stick it out the first 3 months. You're going to get the results you're looking for. 93% of people stay with me month after month. So it really comes down to, you know, like just sticking it out and you're going to get results your first month. Your second month really is where this thing takes off, by the way, guys. Like you will see a noticeable night and day difference, in calls because we got to get your website built. We got to get you showing up on the search engine. We got to get all your ads created for your Facebook. Like that takes a few weeks to get all that programming and all that stuff done. So. But like I said, you will get the results, and my lawn care people do really, really good with us. So, absolutely, yeah. But after the 3 months, it does go strictly to a month-to-month relationship with us.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's no, like, long-term contract, and that's why we do it this way, because we are fair to our clients. And as long as we keep getting you guys results, hence why that tracking number is so important, right? And for our analytics. But as long as we keep getting you results, you guys are going to stay with us. It's that simple.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll give you a call back at 2. Hey, pleasure meeting you, by the way, Jacob. We'll definitely be in touch as well. And I look forward to working with you guys and seeing your guys' success with us next year.
All righty. Thank you so much, Matt.
No worries. I'll call you at 2, okay, Natalie? You guys drive safe, okay? All right,
bye-bye
now. Bye-bye. All right, you too. Bye.